Hello, my name is Eddie, and in this recording, I'll be discussing patient experiences and beliefs relating to healthcare during the COVID-19 pandemic, sharing some of the results of a secondary thematic analysis of interviews. Early in the pandemic, UK healthcare providers began to express concerns that members of the public were delaying or avoiding presentation to healthcare settings with urgent medical needs. Hence, the COVID-19 Cancer Attitudes and Behaviours Study, or CABS, was established to investigate the UK public's healthcare interactions during the pandemic. These data were collected from research-ready participants recruited via platforms such as Healthwise Wales. Data were collected in two phases during mid to late 2020, phase 1, and early 2021, phase 2. A previous publication had focused on the phase 1 findings, so it was thought that a focus on phase 2 interview data would assist in qualitative assessments of help seeking at this more advanced stage of the pandemic. An a priori coding framework was created as a starting point for the analysis, from which a total of 26 transcripts were thematically analysed. Inductive codes were added based on the new content, and independent dual coding and framework adjustments were completed before the findings were synthesised and interpreted. Almost 85% of participants lived in Wales, and around 70% were aged 50 years or older. The ratio of men to women was approximately equal. Three key themes arose from these data, supported by exemplary quotes in the centre of this poster. These were novel experiences of pandemic medicine, such as remote consulting, participant fears surrounding COVID-19, and external influences on help-seeking decisions. These themes led into several determinants of help-seeking behaviour that were consistently alluded to within the transcripts. These being the perceived appropriateness of an individual's help-seeking, did they feel their symptoms warranted medical advice, or did they see themselves as a potential time waster? The current severity of the pandemic, an individual's perceived risk of contracting a severe COVID-19 infection, and the acceptability of remote consulting for their medical needs. There were positive and negative views around remote consulting and COVID risk which informed previous and hypothetical help-seeking behaviours. For example, an individual who saw the risk of contracting COVID in a healthcare setting as very significant would be less comfortable seeking medical attention, whereas those who felt more familiar with the virus at this later stage of the pandemic felt safer or more able to seek help if required. These views were often informed and reinforced by external perspectives, such as friends and family experiences of healthcare as staff or patients, and media coverage. Hence, each of the aforementioned determinants could act as a barrier or facilitator to help seeking. Overall, this study concluded that differing perceptions about the virus and the pandemic affected help seeking decisions. Existing tools to assess perceived COVID-19 threat or fear for individuals focus more on the physical signs of anxiety and do not adequately consider experience such as healthcare avoidance as a marker of concern. Further analysis of the quantitative CABS dataset is required to quantify any differential impact of the pandemic on help-seeking behaviours across demographic groups. Thank you for listening and enjoy the conference.